As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yes, indeed, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, certainly mine, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Tuesday, December the 29th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular, and truth as well, and it remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game to be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or take Oracle with you on your mobile device. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Got a flood of emails in the last 2 weeks. If I haven't responded to yours personally, just hang on. I certainly will. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96. Out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647, little jerkwater town that we are. Nevertheless, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout out once again, as always, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Gold is treading some very careful water this morning, a narrow trading band above $1,100, yet getting hammered in New York. We'll talk about that in a moment. Part two today, the history of law, fundamental basic principles, cover a little ground that we covered yesterday and move forward. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Tuesday, December the 29th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, again, I take this information down about 1 hour ago. That's 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm in 9 o'clock a.m. Central Time. But at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we found gold trading off $2.60, trading at $1,104.30. But the ETFs, it looks like, the Fed Gov is in the market this morning, and they banged it hard right at 9 o'clock. It's at $1,098. And 70 cents off $8.20. It looks like one of those waterfall drops. The ETFs are in there selling gold and the price is plummeting. Well, we'll have to see where it goes today. But anyway, silver off 7 cents at $17.40. Platinum off $6 at $14.74. Palladium flat on the morning trade so far at $388 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, again, we're seeing a little bit more of a low than I had written down here, but I'll give it to you the way it was. At 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold was trading at $1,101.40 for a low, $1,109.30 for a high, about another $10 spread, just like yesterday. But at $1,104.30, your gold would be up $224.10 year to year for a 25.45% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,103. We're trading below that now. We'll pick it all up right there, continue the market report, close it out today right after these words from our sponsor.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our, Tuesday morning, December the 29th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, just as reliable as a Swiss watch. Let's go back into that market report, close it out for Tuesday, December the 29th, 2009. Notice on the charts here on Kitco, it looks like we're getting a little bit of recovery, a little redemption here as gold prices are coming back up again. So anyway, lots of action happening in the gold market. We need to be paying attention. Certainly, the presence of these exchange-traded funds makes it very easy for a rapid, they say, like a waterfall, the cascading price as the big hands come into the market and take a little profit out. So they pulled about 10 bucks, it looks like. Now it's starting to rebound, coming back up again. Let's go on and continue. Again, we found gold trading off $2.60 at $1,104.30 as of an hour ago. Now, lots of action changing that right now. Silver off 7 cents at $17.40. Platinum off 6 bucks at 1474. Palladium flat at 388. The Dow Jones this morning, actually yesterday, closed up 27 at 10,547. The NASDAQ was up 5 at 2291. The S&P was up 1 at 1,128. The crude oil this morning up another penny at $78.78 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index, the USDX, you can find that, find out more about that by visiting the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. Intercontinental Inc. This is this little trade-weighted basket of currencies that they use to say what the value of the dollar is. I think it's a bunch of specious nonsense, but that's my bias. Anyway, the USDX loses 24 points, trades at 77.43. That rolls over into the foreign exchange rates, affects all those prices. The Canadian dollar moves up 49 basis points against the U.S. dollar, trades at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso moves up a little bit, still trades at 8 cents U.S. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro up 30 basis points, trades at $1.44. The British pound up 14 at $1.60 U.S. And the Swiss franc up 46 basis points, coming back towards that parity mark, now at 97 cents, a little stronger than the Canadian dollar. The bond market's where the real information is coming down, though. The bonds and the mortgages, the two-year bond is yielding 1.10%, 1.10, if you will, and that's up considerably from where it was just a month ago. The 10-year is running at 3.83%, and the yield on the 30-year is 4.68%. So we can see that they're doing everything they can to make it a little bit more attractive for people to buy bonds and buy U.S. debt. In the mortgage market this morning, again, as I've mentioned about 30 days ago now, we may have seen a bottom in the mortgage market, and things are going the other direction now. So we're going to see a tightening up on borrowing. But the 15-year mortgage is running this morning. It's up. It's 4.65%. It was at 4.48% a month ago. So that's a pretty strong move upward. Same story in the 30-year mortgages. If you're in the market for a 30-year mortgage, I certainly wouldn't suggest one. But if you can, get a 15-year mortgage, pay it off in half the time and pay a quarter of the interest. But in a 30-year mortgage, you're looking at 5.37% this morning, as opposed to 4.97% a month ago. Off Bloomberg, an article here has to do with some of the reports, the financial reports that have come out last 7 days. Here we see the home prices in the U.S. probably fell at a slower pace. Don't these people have any real numbers? Probably fell at a slower pace, and confidence is supposed to be up. Is your confidence up this morning, folks? Well, mine's not. This article by Bob Willis, he's a good writer. I've read several of his articles here on air before. December the 29th, Bloomberg News. What is today? The day that Codex Alimentarius goes into effect? You didn't see that on the news. The decrease in the U.S. home prices probably eased further. Probably eased further. They don't know for sure. Probably eased further. And consumer confidence climbed, showing the biggest part of the economy is recovering heading into 2010, economists said before reports open today. Well, take that with a grain of salt. Property values in 20 metropolitan areas probably fell. They don't know. See, they're guessing. Pulled from the air. Probably fell 7.2% in October from a year earlier, the smallest 12-month drop since 2007. Now, let me see now. This is the smallest 12-month drop since 2007. So it's been dropping since what, 2007? So if it went 7 this time in October, 7.2% this year, let's just say that if that was true and it was the smallest drop, then perhaps we could assume that it was a 10% drop last year in 2008 and a 10% drop in 2007. So I guess we would just be down 27%. Why don't they say something like that? Property values are down 30% since 2006. Well, according again to the median forecast of 31 economists surveyed by Bloomberg News, and of course at the bottom of this article, which you can find on www.bloomberg.com on their homepage in the Everything Economic News, you'll see a long list of the people that they bring in for their analysts, you know, for all of their analysts, all of the forecasters, and they list them. So it's just a long list of people. They get on the telephone, call around, probably assigned it to the secretary, and they go, well, what do you think? How do you feel? What do you think? How do you feel? And then they come up with this stuff, and then they put it out as news. Well, for whatever it's worth. The economy, quote, is increasingly showing signs of stabilizing, said John Herman, chief economist at Herman Forecasting in Summit, New Jersey. Consumer net worth is strengthening from an improving equity market And we talk about the equities all the time, the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, an improving equity market. Are you involved in the marketplace? I'm not. And what is likely the bottoming in home prices? Don't count on it, Bubba. Spending patterns and income flows are improving. How are your spending patterns doing this month? How's your income flow looking? The S&P Case-Shiller home price figures are due at 9 o'clock a.m. New York time. At 9 o'clock a.m. New York time. Now notice we had a substantial sell-off in gold at exactly 9 o'clock. So, well, maybe that index didn't look too good. The 20-city index, unadjusted for seasonal changes, has been rising on a month-to-month basis since May. The first gains since the measure started dropping in August of 2006. Confidence improves. The New York-based Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index, due out at 10 o'clock a.m., that would be now, may rise to 53 this month from 49 in November, whatever that means, according to the survey medium. Of course, as we went through and we studied economics right here on the broadcast, we found out about trends and all of that, you know, and indexes. It's basically just pulled from the air, but they look at these charts and they have all their little patterns and things like that, and then they consult the Ouija board, and when all else fails, they resort to the big crystal ball. You know, why not? Confidence may be up, but then again, it may not be. Yesterday, we started a series on law. We're going to look at the fundamental basic principles in the history of law. And right after this break, we're going to return to that topic for the balance of today's broadcast. Calls are welcome.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. and dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962. Choose Company, Three's Allowed, with your host, Sean.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sunday, 11 p.m. Central.
On the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we have returned once again, and without further ado, we're going to dive into what I'm going to consider as part two, rather interrupted and cut up part one yesterday, but we'll just take it for what it is. It was a good archive. I posted the section to fast forward across. If you're listening to it on the archives, there was a glitch yesterday. We're not having that problem today, and I'm thankful for it. I get a little frustrated at times, but anyway, this incredible system that has been built for us, OracleBroadcasting.com, works 99.9% of the time. We can't fault it for the ones every now and then when it burps. But as we started out yesterday, the history of law, the fundamental basic principles, you know, as we move forward, we're going to need to be the replacement set. We're going to need to be those people that we're looking for. Right here in the little town of Exeter, we've got an election coming up. There's going to be spring elections in April, and several of the school boards and the city alderman positions are up for election. You might be checking right where you are. Remember, that's the whole idea of becoming vocal local, is to energize within this corrupted, existing, established two-party political system and make differences right where we are. But anyway, the April election is coming up, and we've got several different options here before us in this little small town. The Exeter School District shows two positions open, and no one has filed. The city of Exeter has two terms open for alderman, and nobody has filed. Well, I'm going to change that, I can assure you. But anyway, there's opportunities right where you are. We have people all across, there are openings all across this county, the Berry County here in southwest Missouri, four members of the county committee men and county committee women. Slots that are just sitting there, wide open. They're begging for you to put your name on it. So you take a look right where you are and see what you can do. If you can afford to take a little bit of time out of your life and become a participant in this participatory, constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, not only will your neighbors be thankful that you brought all of this information that you learned here to the table, but your children, your grandchildren, and everybody else's children will be thankful that you got involved as well. You know, we talked about 10 programs worth, 10 segments on Zionism, which we found to be nothing more than a Eastern European Jewish socialist tactic. It has precious little to do with their religion, their faith. And in the process of that, we discovered what are Judaizers. I'll just refresh your memory. Judaizers are certain early Christian converts who insisted on retaining the rites and ceremonies of the Jewish law. They were, of course, naturally Jews, and among the concessions that they insisted should be made to them as new Christians was the permission to observe the rite of circumcision. The Apostolic Council decided that these Jewish customs were not binding on Christians under the new gospel dispensation, and Paul opposed the views of these Jewish converts very strongly in the letter to the Galatians, which you can find in your Bibles. Of course, the Judaizers have never gone to sleep. They're with us, and they're with us today. Certainly, the Christian right would like to have you believe that everything in the whole wide world comes back to the Jews. The Jews. Well, that's perhaps the case, but it needn't be that way. This is out of Tim LaHaye's book, The Battle for Your Mind. Of course, Tim LaHaye is the principal founder of the Council for National Policy, which I'm now studying myself. But this is from his book, The Battle for the Mind, and it's a section here on civil morality. And he writes this, "The biblical base of morality is popularly referred to as the Judeo-Christian ethic," in case you were wondering. We hear about that Judeo-Christian all the time. "That is, Jews and Christians," he writes, "agree on the basic standards of morality upon which this country was founded." That's kind of like having an elephant agree on what one of his toenails feels or thinks or what emotions they might have. By comparison, from a population standpoint, Jews in the United States of America make up a tiny percentile, and yet they have gained considerable influence. Again, I would wonder, I would imagine that there's probably not one Christian out of 1,000 who've ever studied the Talmud. I would wonder how many Christians would consider themselves to be a Christian Zionist after they'd studied the Talmud. Anyway, back to this. Again, repeating and reiterating, the Jews and Christians agree on the basic standards of morality upon which this country was founded. These precepts are absolute, not subject to revision or deletion by any earthly potentate or supreme court, without resulting in the destruction of society. Christians and Jews can agree, as if there was no one else in this country, Christians and Jews can agree on the civil moral code of ethics because it is well defined in the Old Testament. In fact, Tim LaHaye writes, in fact, no new civil standards are proposed in the New Testament, which addresses itself more to a higher Christian code of ethics, voluntarily obeyed on an individual basis. The Christian code is so much higher than the Old Testament civil moral code that in obeying God, Christians should automatically comply with the moral code of their land. We know that to be voluntary compliance. You've got to watch out, folks. A little bit of leaven salted in all the time. Biblical civil morals are based on 6 of the 10 commandments. In other words, we went through that yesterday. I read the whole bunch. Got them in front of me right here today. We might cover them again. But biblical civil morals are based on 6 of the 10 commandments that refer to man's relationship to his fellow man. Consider these, then: thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not commit murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's possessions, honor your mother and your father. See, these are absolutes, and as we said yesterday, these are negatives. They're not positives. It doesn't say thou shalt maybe not steal. It's a thou shalt not. And then it continues, and he says, this simple code of civil morality has historically ensured the morally sane society that almost all non-humanists desire. It should be the responsibility of government to maintain a climate that is conducive to this kind of moral behavior. And there's truth to that. I wouldn't just completely disregard it just because it was written by Tim LaHaye. And we'll come back to that in the future. You know, if the broadcast was based upon the amount of information that was presented, and if the information presented could be denominated in dollars, I've got somewhere close to $300 worth of books laying right in front of me open here. So let's take advantage of some of these. I want to go back to a basic understanding right out of the American Dictionary of the English Language, the Noah Webster, 1828. This is just, 30 years after, 1789, about 30 years after. At this time, Thomas Jefferson would probably be somewhere in the neighborhood of, 70 years old. But anyway, this is an excellent hardbound copy of this dictionary. It was put together by, I'm fumbling for it quickly, the Foundation for American Christian Education, to document and demonstrate the unique nature of our form of government and our civil institutions, which requires an appropriate language of the definition of words. To the youth of the United States, the best American and English authors as authorities in the use and definition of language. And 3, to all Americans, that the principles of republican government have their origins in the scriptures. And there is some truth to that. Okay, now opening it up to the heading of law. We've got just a couple of seconds to go, but I'll just simply say that if you've never seen or read from Noah Webster's 1828, I have the Rosalie Slater edition in hardbound in front of me. It's a big book, heavy book, and it's expensive. I would recommend that you get a copy for your library. You'll find that it really puts you on point and on topic at the time of the founding of this country, and helps you to understand more about the mind of our founders really had in.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned, and so certainly for those out there that are strong in your faith, and perhaps your church uses the Scofield Reference Bible, published by the Oxford University Press, if my memory serves me right, it's the only Bible that they have ever published. I would have to say that the poison is in the footnotes, and it has a very clear Israel-first bias. So you would be well served to avail yourself of other copies. If you can find a Geneva Bible, I would recommend that as another one to have in your library, and certainly the King James Bible would be a good one as well. You might even look into and see if you can find for your own reference library a keyword study Bible. I have a very good one, at least one that I value, and it has been very valuable to me. It is the Hebrew-Greek Key Study Bible. It was put out by AMG International, revised in 1991. But in this particular Bible, it gives you a lot of helps and information that you might not get in others. It's a study Bible, so it has a lot to you can learn a lot by reading it. And if you haven't read the Bible, and this is not a ministry by any means, but if you haven't read the Bible, it's kind of like Robert's Rules of Order. You're either going to be ruled by Robert's Rules of Order when you're in a deliberative assembly and in your town councils, your city councils, or your county councils, or whether you're in the state legislature or in the U.S. House, together with the rules that they establish, or you will rule with it. So it's just a matter of whether you understand the stuff or you don't understand the stuff. You're not going to be able to walk away from the Bible in this country and not feel its influence. So it's better to know what's in there and be well versed in it, if you can, than to ignore it as if it didn't exist for the last 1,500, 1,600 years, something like that. So anyway, let's go back into Rosalie Slater's Noah Webster 1828 and pick up the definition of law. I gave it to you out of a 1970 Webster's Dictionary yesterday, but this is earlier than that. And you're going to see that there's a lot more going on here than Tim LaHaye and the Christian right would have you think, that there's a lot more involved in a study of law than just the Ten Commandments and the Thou Shalt Nots. Law, it starts off as a noun, and it comes from the Saxon laga or lag, or lage, or lag, or la. And it's Swedish is lag, Danish is lov, Italian is lege, Spanish is lay, French is loi, Latin is lex, from the root of lay. Saxon, again, is ligan, Gothic is lagion, and then they say si lay. Now, a law is that which is laid, set, or fixed, like statute, constitution, and it's from the Latin statuo. Here's the first sense under law. It's a rule, particularly an established or permanent rule, prescribed by the supreme power of a state to its subjects for regulating their actions, particularly their social actions. Now I'm going to jump in, and I'm going to say that it's a rule, particularly an established or permanent rule. Well, as you know, throughout your life, as well as throughout mine, the rules of this game are always changing. There's nothing permanent about that, and the socialists and the positivists have seen to that. They loathe, despise, and detest the concept of absolutes. They dislike it. And so they'll do everything that they can to get rid of them. They don't like the absolutes. And so we need to be aware of that. There are things in this world that are absolute. Gravity, as I said yesterday, works no matter, the laws of gravitation work no matter where you are on the planet. The Earth continues to revolve on its axis. It continues to revolve around the sun. The moon stays right close with us. There are certain things that are absolutes, and it is from that certainty that a lot of science began. Thinking in their minds, the early people, our ancestors, our great ancestors, thinking that there are certain set principles that the creator of the universe established that if a man applied his mind to it, he might be able to reason them out, and they have. But back to the definition, laws are imperative or mandatory, commanding what shall be done. Now notice, imperative or mandatory, commanding what shall be done, are not quite the same as the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are prohibitory, restraining from what is to be forborne, or permissive, declaring what may be done without incurring a penalty. The laws which enjoin the duties of piety and morality are prescribed by God and found in the Scriptures. Now again, this is the first sense. This is a strong sense of understanding of what law is. Here's number two. Municipal law. Municipal law is a rule of civil conduct prescribed by the supreme power of a state, commanding what its subjects are to do and prohibiting what they are to forbear, a statute. And keep in mind, this was written back in 1828. And also recall that when George Washington needed to do his business, there was an outhouse or a chamber pot available. Running water, motor cars, electricity, all of that. None of that was extant at this time, but they certainly had a handle on law. Continuing, municipal or civil laws are established by the decrees, the edicts, or ordinances of absolute princes as emperors and kings. And so from this you could understand the positive law or the legal positivism, where these are decrees, edicts, or ordinances of absolute princes, such that legal positivism can easily be defined as whatever the prince says, has the force and effect of law, and we can see that municipal law has that stain. Law, therefore, is sometimes equivalent to a decree, an edict, or an ordinance. Then there's three, the third sense. And as we get away further and further from the first sense, we could become a little bit weaker in understanding and use. Their strength diminishes. The third sense, law of nature. Now, once again, you go back to the Declaration of Independence, the laws of nature, and nature's God. The law of nature, this is something else that the secular humanists and the socialists and the positivists loathe, despise, and detest. And we're going to find out more about laws of nature and why they're unwelcome in a modern world. A law of nature is a rule of conduct arising out of natural relations of human beings established by the Creator and existing prior to any positive precept. Thus, it is a law of nature that one man should not injure another, and murder and fraud would be crimes independent of any prohibition from a supreme power. So at the time of our founding, there were certain laws of nature that, as Sir Edward Coke said, confronting none other than King James himself at his own risk and peril, and he said that the laws of nature are as if written on the heart of man, the heart in the minds of man, as if by the very finger of God. In other words, just about any place you go, in any society that has advanced beyond the most bare bones aboriginal, you will find that they respect these ideas that one should not murder or injure another, and murder and fraud would be crimes independent of any prohibition from a supreme power, even if those were just subject to ostracization, or to make somebody an outcast, or to drive them away from the village, the town, the community, or the state, you see. Here's another number four, laws of animal nature. The inherent principles by which the economy and functions of animal bodies are performed, such as respiration, the circulation of the blood, digestion, nutrition, various secretions, etc. So you can start with something simple like man moves as a law of animal nature. I don't like to use that. I don't like to use the word animal when I'm talking about people, but some do. But you can start with something as simple as man moves, and that man breathes, and that man eats and excretes and procreates and so on and so forth. And just beginning with something simple, the laws of animal nature, proceed into the laws of nature and start to develop a code of law. Now here's another. Sense number five. Laws of vegetation, the principles by which plants are produced and their growth carried on till they arrive to perfection. Laws of vegetation. Here's another. Physical laws, or the laws of nature, the invariable tendency or determination of any species of matter to a particular form with definite properties, and the determination of a body to certain motions, changes, and relations which uniformly take place in the same circumstances is called a physical law. These could also be the natural sciences. These tendencies or determinations, whether called laws or affections of matter, have been established by the Creator and are with a particular felicity of expression denominated in the Scriptures as the ordinances of heaven. You can see that even at this time in 1828, there were considerable going back to the Bible. Looking back, they got out of this race with us.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So whether you are a homeschool parent or whether you are just self-educating, doing lifelong learning, this is a great dictionary to have in your library, and it's also helpful for us to understand how it was possible for, at a time when the compulsory, free, gratuitous public education was not widespread, it was possible with a Bible and a good dictionary that a person could sit down, an individual could sit down, and begin to educate themselves up to the level of a lawyer and advice of counsel for their community just with some simple understandings. And we're going to continue through here on these various subheads of law under Webster's 1828 dictionary. Here's the next one. It's the laws of nations. The rules that regulate the mutual intercourse of nations or states. These rules depend on natural law or the principles of justice which spring from the social state, or they are founded on customs, compacts, treaties, leagues, and agreements between independent communities. And here's a sidebar, if you will, an inset by a writer, Kent, K-E-N-T. By the law of nations, we are to understand that code of public instruction, which defines the rights and prescribes the duties of nations in their intercourse with each other. Of course, when you think of Congress, the word Congress is synonymous with intercourse. And you can see here that there's no reason to blush or to twitter up your sleeve. We speak of intercourse one with another. It was commonly understood. But congressing between the young man and the farmer's daughter was also understood. And they do a little bit of congressing in Washington, D.C. as well. But this idea of the law of nature, as I mentioned earlier as we opened the broadcast, I'm standing here at my radio table and I'm looking at hundreds of dollars worth of books and many thousands of pages which I've read. This one, The Whole Duty of Man According to the Law of Nature by Samuel Pufendorf, lays out much of what we've just discussed so far. And this was originally written by Pufendorf, if I can find it quickly, in 1691. It's been around a while. There's nothing new in all of this stuff. And so, let's continue. The laws of nations. Number 8, the moral law. A law which prescribes to men their religious and social duties. In other words, their duties to God and to each other. The moral law is summarily contained in the Decalogue, or the Ten Commandments, written by the finger of God on two tablets of stone and delivered to Moses on Mount Sinai. And again, I refer you back to your Bibles to Exodus 20, beginning at verse 2. It really begins at verse 1, and it runs all the way through to verse 18. where we read yesterday all of the what he considered to be the Ten Commandments. But certainly these last six are the ones that would be considered as civil law, according to our writer Tim LaHaye. I can't see how you can just take the last six and not take all ten. That's kind of like cherry picking, and that's as dangerous in the Bible as anything else. But he does say that honor thy father and thy mother. This would be Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, out of the King James Study Bible, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. 13, verse 13, thou shalt not kill. 14, thou shalt not commit adultery. 15, thou shalt not steal. 16, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And 17, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Maybe if we could understand that, we could get the socialists out of our pockets because they seem to covet our wealth. Anyway, dropping down a bit further then, that is the moral law that Webster was talking about, ecclesiastical law, a law or a rule of action prescribed for the government of a church, otherwise called canon law, which in itself is a lengthy study, canon law. 10th sense, the 10th sense here, written law. A law or a rule of action prescribed or enacted by a sovereign and promulgated and recorded in writing, a written statute, ordinance, edict, or decree, written law. Then, sense number 11, the unwritten or common law. The unwritten or common law. See, we're down here at point 11 in all of this long list, and yet many people speak endlessly on common law, but they should and could and perhaps ought to do so. But the unwritten or the common law is on this wise, a rule of action which derives its authority from long usage or established custom, which has been immemorially received and recognized by judicial tribunals. As this law can be traced to no positive status or statutes, and the way that I've found it stated many times, especially in Blackstone's commentaries and in Sir Edward Coke's writings, it's from time out of mind. From time out of mind. A custom from time out of mind. In other words, no one knows who started it, or where it started, but everyone just knows it. And that's important, because it was that kind of a people that settled here. Originally, in the 13 colonies, people who had laws virtually written on their heart by the very finger of God, customs so settled in use, so customary, that none could remember when they started acting this way, but they just knew that everyone always had. It took a lot of fudging around in our schools with our children and in our churches to cloud and confuse the minds of these people in America. But again, continuing the unwritten or the common law, a rule of action which derives its authority from long usage or established custom, which has been immemorially received and recognized by judicial tribunals. As this law can be traced to no positive statutes, its rules or principles are to be found only in the records of courts and in the reports of judicial decisions. And as we begin to study business law, we're going to find, as we look into the Uniform Commercial Code and others, this idea of stare decisis, and I may not be pronouncing that correctly. I don't have any legal training, and my Latin is all self-learned, dead language that it is. But that idea of stare decisis, what the courts have decided. These are appellate court decisions, and they make up part of the study of law. And it's one of the things that goes on in a law office where you have junior assistants and aides, I guess you could say it, who do the research on all of these various original or earlier settled court decisions to help in the defense on a case or an action. As this law can be traced to no positive statutes, its rules or principles are to be found only in the records of courts and in the reports of judicial decisions. Here's 12. Bylaw. A law of a city, town, or private corporation. And again, one of the quickest ways for you to start to understand more about bylaws and how important they actually are is to avail yourself of the newest revised version of Robert's Rules of Order. In that book, you'll see how to build a set of bylaws properly, and then in that book, which is not necessarily a huge tome, Robert's Rules of Order can be mastered in a couple of months. Not mastered, but certainly considerable understanding can be gained just by one reading. But if you look at the Robert's Rules of Order, you will find not only how to write bylaws and what their purpose is, but then how to conduct a deliberative assembly and much, much more. 13. The Mosaic Law. The institutions of Moses, or the code of laws prescribed to the Jews as distinguished from the gospel. That would be that 613 laws, right? We'll be right back, folks. Much more to come in hour number two.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where applications
thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, December the 29th, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Our call-in numbers remain always throughout the broadcast from the Austin, Texas area at 512-904-8014. That's 512-904-8014. And internationally, around America and around the world, 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Continuing our discussion in the second hour, we began in the first hour with the history of law, fundamental basic principles. We're referring to and continuing to refer here to Noah Webster's 1828. This is the Rosalie Slater edition, hardbound, big book open in front of me, virtually 8.5 by 11 pages, and it's about 3 inches thick at the spine, a big dictionary. Anyway, very useful information for us to get on the map with our founders. This being contemporary, basically, with all things constitutional. Certainly this was on the hearts and minds of people at the time, and this was one of the most unique and not necessarily the first, but certainly one of the most prolific dictionaries written in America. Continuing along here, and I would emphasize that this is American. There are English dictionaries, Johnson's 1755 I have, but there you have to deal with all of the useless tales and much of the material that was jettisoned as the colonists came this way. Continuing, again, we look at this Judaizer influence, the Mosaic Law, the institutions of Moses, or the code of laws prescribed to the Jews, as distinguished from the gospel. Well, that's kind of difficult when you say the institutions of Moses, or the laws prescribed to the Jews. There were more tribes than that. I believe there was 12 tribes. It's not all of the Hebrew boys, not all of the Habiru, not all of the people from the other side, obviously, of the Jordan, the Yahweh's cult from the Sinai Peninsula. Not all of them were Jews. Judaism and Jews trace their root to Judah, just but one of those tribes, if you will, one of the sons and the progeny thereof. Always, wherever there are Hebrews, there should be, ought be, or often is, the Levites, the Kohanim, the priests. And in this particular instance, it was Judah, the tribe of Judah, some of the Benjamites, not all, but some of the Benjamites, and some of the Levites that stayed behind, that then eventually the Babylonian Talmudics became the Jews. But we have the Mosaic Code, or the Mosaic Law, and ceremonial law. The Mosaic institutions, which prescribe the external rites and ceremonies to be observed by the Jews, as distinct from the moral precepts, which are of perpetual obligation. So we have the Mosaic Law and the ceremonial law, both again over about this minority that exists not only in the United States of America today, but also in the colonies. Remember that Bernard Baruch is a descendant of a Jewish slaver who had his home base up in Rogues Island, a man with the last name of Wolf. Nevertheless, continuing, a rule of direction, this is sense number 15, a directory as reason and natural conscience. Thus, these, having not only the law, are a law to themselves, and you can find that in the book of Romans. That which governs or has a tendency, this is the 16th sense, that which governs or has a tendency to rule, that which has the power of controlling, and this from the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, and we'll have to pick up the 7th chapter of Romans on the other side of this break. Stay with us, a lot more to come.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back once again on our Tuesday, December the 29th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Visit the homepage of that website today. Support this network. Keep us on the air. Back to our study of law. We're getting some of the basics under our belts. And in so doing, we're finding out that there's a whole gob and a bunch to understand about law. A whole gob and a bunch. 16th sense is that which governs or has a tendency to rule, that which has the power of controlling. And this from the 7th chapter of Romans, quote, I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. We have this constant battle running in us where our flesh, let's say, triumphs over our mind, and we run away after all things of lust. Here's the 17th sense, the Word of God. Again, this is under law, the Word of God, the doctrines and precepts of God or His revealed will, and this from the first Psalm, but His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth He meditate day and night. Perhaps you've seen the photographs somewhere on the internet during your readings about the young and older men of Islam, the Islamic faith, on their mats, with their noses in the in the Quran, endlessly. Many have spent a long time with their noses in the pages of the Bible as well, studying the law in their mind continuously, praying unceasingly. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth He meditate day and night. First Psalm. Here's the 18th sense, the Old Testament, again considered as the law. The legalists, if you will. This from the 10th book of John. Is it not written in your law, I said, yea, our gods? The 19th sense, the institutions of Moses as distinct from the other parts of the Old Testament, as the law and the prophets. The law and the prophets. And then there's the writings. And then there's the New Testament. And then there are apocryphal documents. And all of those were bound together in the King James Version of the Bible. The 20th sense, a rule or axiom of science or art, settled principle, as the laws of versification or poetry. The 21st sense, law martial or martial law. The rules ordained for the government of an army or military force. Martial law. The rules ordained for the government of any army or military force. The marine laws. Rules for the regulation of navigation and the commercial intercourse of nations. And of course, if you listen to our broadcast, where I interviewed the authors of They Own It All, including you, they point strongly towards this marine law, the laws of international commerce, as perhaps being our great problem. But here in sense number 23, from Noah Webster's 1828, commercial law, law merchant, the system of rules by which trade and commercial intercourse are regulated between merchants. So we have a blending of the marine law or the admiralty law and commercial law, and all of this is bound up in the law merchant. And when we study business law, we'll see that they are law merchant. It's commercial law, the Uniform Commercial Code. So much of what happens today is. Here's the 24th sense, judicial process. It's the prosecution of right in courts of law. And this written by a spectator, Tom Tucci is a fellow famous for taking the law of everybody, of everybody. Judicial process, the prosecution of right in courts of law. Hence the phrase to go to law, to prosecute, to seek redress in a legal tribunal. And if you recall from the Bible, we are admonished to negotiate with our neighbor endlessly right up to that very moment of entering into the court and bringing witnesses and second witnesses and other fellows from the neighborhood before you engage in court, going to law. The 25th sense is jurisprudence, as in the title, Doctor of Laws, a Doctor of Laws, as opposed to a Doctor of Divinity, a jurisprudence, as in the title, the Doctor of Laws. 26th sense, in general, law is a rule of action prescribed for the government of rational beings or moral agents, to which rule they are bound to yield obedience, in default of which they are exposed to punishment, or law is a settled mode or course of action or operation in rational beings and in inanimate bodies. Then it has civil law, criminal law, see civil and criminal, laws of honor, see honor, laws of language, law language, and this is important, law language, the language used in legal writings and forms, as we've said many times on the broadcast, that in this division of labor, and in the rise of all of these various and sundry artists and artisans over the centuries, certain individuals come into a body of understanding, a skill, a talent, a technique, a trick, unlike their peers. And as I say, they climb up into, or they clamber up into, this great sandstone wall of life and carve themselves out a niche. Then they go inside, they clamber inside their little niche, and they wall themselves in with specialized language and specialized skill. And then they hang their shingle out, and the law is no different. They even have their own language, law language, the language used in legal writings and forms, so much like Greek to us, but really it's not Greek, particularly the Norman dialect or Old French, which was used in judicial proceedings from the days of William the Conqueror to the 36th year of Edward III, law French, Old French, a dialect. Wager of law, a species of trial formerly used in England in which the defendant gave security that he would on a certain day make his law, that is, he would make oath that he owed nothing to the plaintiff and would produce 11 of his neighbors as compurgators who would swear they believed in their consciences that he had sworn the truth. And you can find that in Blackstone's commentaries. Lawbreaker, one who violates the law. These are other terms being defined now. Law day, a day of open court, a leet or sheriff's tourn. There's a few more headings of law, and we will have given the whole list out of Noah's 18th year.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Hey y'all, pull up a chair and come on over to Cordite Country every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
And for all that are hanging along with us this morning, I thank you for that. And understand also that Avram Springsteen, also known as Abraham Lincoln, became an attorney, practiced at law. You know, this was before you had to go through the bar exam and do all of that nonsense. But he did readings in law for only a couple of weeks before he became a lawyer. And then he went out and started practicing his craft, if you will, putting water under his bridge. There may be a time in the United States of America, if we go into a great collapse here, where we're going to need to have advice of counsel at many locations. And certainly, for any and all of you who have ever sat on any of these boards and councils, you know, they're always rushing off to a lawyer, want to get a lawyer's opinion on these things, going to go talk to the attorney. But maybe if some of us would familiarize ourselves with the basic concepts, we'd be able to save our towns and our cities and our counties and our states just a little bit money, because we wouldn't always be rushing off to an attorney who seems to be able to, well, when I was in real estate, they always called them deal killers, even though my attorney was James Deal. Good morning, James. Anyhow, let's continue. And for those of you that do access the archives and are interested, I'm giving these to you in order, reading them very carefully. You could virtually enclose them in quotations. This is all of the headings under law, initially, right out of Noah Webster's 1828, the Rosalie Slater edition. Lawbreaker, again, one who violates the law. You could transcribe these. Law day, a day of open court, that by Shakespeare. The second sense under that, law day, is a leet or a sheriff's tourne. A sheriff's tourne. Always look to the sheriff, you know. The sharif. Lawful, it's an adjective, agreeable to law, conformable to law, allowed by law, legal, legitimate, that is deemed lawful, which no law forbids, but many things are lawful which are not expedient. Just that it might be expedient doesn't make it lawful. The second sense here, constituted by law, rightful as the lawful owner of lands. And then the adverb, lawfully, legally, in accordance with law, without violating law, we may lawfully do what the laws do not forbid. Lawfulness, a noun, the quality of being conformable to law, legality. The lawfulness of an action does not always prove its propriety or expedience. A lawgiver is a noun, one who makes or enacts a law, a legislator. See, they call them lawmakers today. They used to consider them lawgivers. Lawgiving, making or enacting a law, legislative branch, the lawgiving branch of our three separated branches of government, as opposed to the rules and regulations that we get out of our fourth hidden secret administrative branch. And then lawing and lawless, and it continues here. Lawlessly, lawlessness, lawmaker, lawmonger. That's an interesting one. A lawmonger. A low dealer in law. a pettifogger, and that from Milton. Well, so there's what we can learn simply by reading and referring to a dictionary. A good place to begin in our study of law. And from the dictionaries, of course, I like to go off to the encyclopedias. From the encyclopedias off to the books. I have a four-volume set, well over 1,000 pages included in the four volumes. The Rights of War and Peace, written by Hugo Grotius. And again, The Whole Duty of Man According to the Law of Nature, Samuel Pufendorf. I mean, this is some antiquity here. We talk about international law, The Rights of War and Peace, Hugo Grotius. That's a good one. If you're not familiar with the Liberty Fund, Inc., their books, they're now, I think, distributed by the University of Chicago Press. That's a step backwards, I think, a step down. But Liberty Fund books are excellent books, unusual books, books from antiquity that have been republished, and they're beautifully bound. I always recommend that you look at the soft bound with confidence because they are library quality books, and they usually run about $12 a pop, which is cheaper than you can get these kinds of books anywhere else if you could find them, except the flea market. So yesterday we started into the encyclopedia covering this section of law from the Encyclopedia Americana. And for review, this has been republished a number of times. The earliest one was in 27, 29, 31, 32, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 1945, 1946, 47, 48, 49, 1950, and 1951. And I have the 1951 edition open in front of me. As I've mentioned in the past, oft times, some of these articles are wonderfully old. Now, I'm looking down through the bibliography for this particular article, and I'm not seeing here anything listed newer than 1930. And so it's very possible. No, here's one, 1936 and 1937, American Jurisprudence. Okay, so it's very likely, quite possible, that this article was written in the 30s. This is before the before the deliberate dumbing down of America really got started. This was at a time where many of these people grew up in the and were born at the time that Noah Webster was writing. Well, not quite, later than that. But someone maybe, say, in the 1870s, 1860s, and was teaching and writing in the early 1900s. This was at a time where a man's word was his bond. A man didn't compromise his principles for a relationship. Many of the men there that were writing at this time were themselves devout Christians, and they came from a very strong moral upbringing, and they were not disposed to lie. And so they would give it to you as straight as they could give it to you. And oftentimes, no matter how deep you dig into some of these articles, you'll find nothing but truth. And that's why I like to refer to this kind of material on air, and certainly in my own study. So back to this idea of law, out of the heading of law in the Encyclopedia Americana begins, the Anglo-Saxon form is of rare occurrence, except in its compounds, in other words, lagu, but from these and from the cognate Icelandic ka, a log, things laying in place, like strata of slate, which we spoke of yesterday, for instance, the original meaning of lagu as that which lies in order is inferable. Now, for the rest of that, you can go back and listen yesterday's broadcast to the archive. And now we're going to pick that up a little further along. And it starts here, rules of human conduct are most varied in their origins and degrees of sanctity. The laws of etiquette and fashion need not be observed by anybody who has no fear of being laughed at for his oddity or of being shunned for his boorishness. Did you catch that? Rules of human conduct are most varied in their origins and degrees of sanctity. The laws of etiquette and fashion need not be observed by anybody who has no fear of being laughed at for his oddity or of being shunned generally. Or is boorishness. So if you have your hair all spiked up and orange, and you've got your baggy shorts down around your, you know, plumber's crack, and you don't mind walking down the street like that, you probably won't be shunned or laughed at if you don't mind that. But here's an interesting ending to that sentence. Yet, few laws are more generally and more willingly obeyed. laws of etiquette and fashion. Here's a quote from John Locke. Nobody escapes the punishment of their censure and dislike who offends against the fashion and opinion of the company that he keeps. Close quote. He would be a brave man who should defy a college class custom by supplanting the members at a club table, and the rules of the stock exchange are better enforced than some statutes. This is the power of custom. This is the power of ostracization. So we don't always need to turn to the sheriff and the court. Self-police.
Happy holidays from all of us here at Oracle Broadcasting.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back to our encyclopedia, we can understand that law is a rule of conduct governing external human acts. External human acts. And the author continues and says, speaking and writing are actions, but thinking is not an external act, and a mere inclination to do is not an act at all. What happened to the wisdom of our forefathers and encyclopedists when we have laws today about thought crimes, hate speech, and so on and so forth? Again, this is an understanding of the natural law. If we can begin in our understanding that property is the fountain from which all of this stems, and then everything has to do with property. And if we can understand our body as this chalice, if I could say so, this vessel that carries around our mind, and the sole purpose of the body is to make sure that the mind goes from life to death unharmed and healthy, then we can start to lay out the various planks of relationship and law. But then again, you've got to remember that the first tenet in the Communist Manifesto, which represents a very misguided philosophy and teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good, you know, the greatest good of the greatest number, it's really the pursuit of happiness principle. But it always, communism always ends in a police state or a totalitarian state or some kind of a dictatorship. It's a preventive justice. It's the promotion of the safety cult. Don't put it in your mouth. You don't know where it's been. But again, the key concepts, the very first one, is the abolition of private property. Well, if we understand ourselves to be property, our chiefest property is our body, if you will, and that from our mind come thoughts, and our thoughts are not external acts. No one really is going to be able to prohibit what you think, even if they do come up with some kind of a mind scanner to be used by the TSA and others. But if it all starts with our thinking, it's not an external act. And a mere inclination to do is not an act at all. It might be inclined that way. Body language. It's not really an act. But if all speaking and writing are actions, then from those thoughts then become our spoken words and our written words, and from that law begins to flow. And here we found that even though you might be shunned or something for your boorishness, if you didn't dress properly for dinner, I mean, you may even have to report to the cloakroom and check out a tie and a sports coat so that you could go to the club and have supper. Even with all of that, people are more inclined to self-govern along those lines than not. Continuing here, the laws of honor have points of exceeding delicacy, and conduct unbecoming a gentleman could be such as neither ordinary morality nor common custom would condemn. Though not enforceable by law, debts of honor are more scrupulously paid than commercial obligations. You see, at the time of this writing, he still thought about honor. That a man's word was his bond. If you said you were going to be there at 10 o'clock in the morning, it's now 5 past 10, you're still not here. How rude! Time to chide that fellow the next time you see him. How rude, you've kept me waiting. You said 10, I'm here. Where are you? Today we have excusitis. Any number of excuses will do. Though not enforceable by law, debts of honor are more scrupulously paid than commercial obligations. The author's right. The rule of the code of honor, that duels may be fought only among equals. Remember Aaron Burr, Alexander Lafine Hamilton, the bean counter from the Bermudas, West Indies, most likely a Rothschild agent. Ticked off the wrong man and got a cap popped in him, as it should be. But again, the rules of the code of honor, that duels may be fought only among equals, obviously, Aaron Burr, Alexander Hamilton, considered by their peers to be equals, were able to take dueling pistols, step off a pace, turn, and fire, and one walked away. Well, one was carried, died later. It's the way it is with these black powder devices. Can mortally wound you, but it might take a day or two. Dropping down a little bit further here, English criminal procedure, which allowed trial by battle on an appeal for assault and wounding only when the wounds were caused by sharp weapons, such as would be borne by gentlemen. Sharp weapons, such as would be borne by gentlemen. An injury done with a cudgel and presumably inflicted by a churl, notice the language, gave merely a right of action for damages. We've all seen the line drawings, the engravings that showed the early Congress critters at times going after each other with cudgels and canes and all of that, but none of that would be worthy of duel. They just go ahead, beat hell out of one another, and when you get done, boys, let's vote. The special rules of conduct above mentioned and many others of like character are outgrowths of custom and have their sanction in the general opinion of the larger or smaller classes of persons who observe those customs. And so again, it's this idea from time out of mind. We can't remember when it was first allowed for me to beat you over the head with my stick, but we have always beaten each other over the head with a stick, and so I intend to do so with you now. But practically, the whole body of human law grew up in the same way and had the same points of departure. Customs, indeed, were not merely the sources, they were the law itself. This is the power of this precedent in law. Why the judges will squirm and squirm and squirm and find any possible way to defeat you in a court of law so that they don't have to render an opinion that would hurt them or any of their handlers, like the IRS or the government. Insofar as the commands of the patriarchal or patrician chiefs of early societies were not arbitrary expressions or irresponsible power, they recorded only rules of conduct that had become habitual in the tribe or clan. It's not the same as legal positivism. Whatever the prince says has the force of law. It's simply having a council and saying, hey guys, remember Grandpa? Didn't he used to scratch himself there in public? Well, if Grandpa could do it, we can do it too. All right. Legislative promulgation of these customs was an unessential formality. Their general observance was proof of their existence. General observance also proved that they had the sanction of public opinion and that that they were matters of common knowledge. This is one of the problems that I see with these merchant man's holy days. Once we allow something to come in and become customary, it then begins to develop the force and effect of law itself on the same wise. Once you allow club fed, federal government, to escape censure and to escape criminal prosecution and to evade indictment in one administration, then you start to develop the precedent by which all presidents feel that they have been given the red carpet. And there's law that is passed to support that then. It becomes enshrined in law, as was given to Jorge Bush, that the usurper's administration would not peer into the records of Bush. Yeah, that happened. Continuing, no man, as Dr. F. J. Stimson remarks, had to be told what the law was. Everybody knew the law just as he knew hunting or fishing. It was the business of nobody in particular to compel obedience to the law. When a man's enclosure was broken into, that would be his fields, his house set afire, or the lives of his family menaced, he did not run to a judge for advice, nor call in the sheriff and his posse. He repelled any attack with his strong right arm, and if an assailant was killed, the resulting lawsuit would not be concerned with assigning a penalty for the violation of a custom by the attacking party. The question would be whether the defender of his home and his customary rights should suffer any penalty for killing that lawbreaker. How times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, of course, you just joined us here. Through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Be sure and access the free unlimited usage of our archives. Just click on the, go to the homepage, www.oraclebroadcasting.com. Look at show archives, click on that, open up Become Vocal Local, and you'll find months and months and months of non-repeat broadcasts. Information that you can actually use to empower yourself right where you are to take action today. And for those of you that don't remember, I was formerly a host on the Revolution Broadcasting Network as well, www.revolutionbroadcasting.com. And if you'll go over there, you can also find months and months and months of broadcasts with unlimited access to our archives. Truth doesn't like to be put under a bushel basket, and I'm very thankful to be on this network and the previous, where they don't take your archives and throw them away as if they were dirt and hold them off and keep them separate, I guess, to themselves. But anyway, let's go back into this and close it out here in this last section or segment of today's broadcast. Again, you know, look at the insanity sometimes. It's amazing to me. We talk about the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. as if this was a discussion about whether every Jew should have a 22 and every Irishman a 44 Magnum. Far from it. One of the reasons why I really value this material, and I hope you do too, is because you won't find this set of encyclopedias on the shelf at your local public school, probably not in the high schools, maybe not even in the local colleges, your community colleges, or perhaps even your universities. This information has been withdrawn from general circulation, and it has been excised from curriculum. But a correct understanding of arms is to know that there is a distinction between small arms and arms in general, and arms in general is everything from Mons Meg, whatever, from a nuclear-powered cannon, anything that the prince, whatever the prince can field against the people, we the people have the right to field against him, that tyrannical or despotic government. And that's another inconvenient truth they would just as soon us forget. And it irritates me to no end when the Gun Owners of America or the National Rifle Association always drive this back to hunting instruments, handguns and rifles, carbines. If you want to have a ninja sword and wear it in public, at one time it was not only expected, but it was anticipated. And let's find out a little bit more about that. Again, a man could repel any attack with his strong right arm, and if an assailant was killed, the resulting lawsuit would not be concerned with assigning a penalty for the violation of a custom by the attacking party. The question would be whether the defender of his home and his customary rights should suffer any penalty for killing a lawbreaker. In fact, the fear of being killed in the act of violating another's rights was the only real restraint upon lawbreakers in early times. That's why they call it a peacekeeper. It's hanging there on my side. 44 Magnum, Ruger. Try it. From leather to leather, 6 in the black, 3 seconds. In all that excitement, I lost track. Feeling lucky, punk? Go ahead and make my day. In our own, quote-unquote, Wild West, the rule was shoot first, then palaver. At the stage of social development here spoken of, law would be definable as a rule of conduct governing external human actions, sanctioned by public opinion and enforced by individuals with the acquiescence of the community. The idea of a law as a rule promulgated and imposed by legislative act and enforceable only by the public authorities was a later conception, meaning later in the stage of social growth, not later in historic times. Some communities had laws in the strict sense of the word thousands of years before others. And we're going to find in this study, and we'll continue this again tomorrow, as we go through the early codes and some of the basic fundamental principles, the building blocks, the origins of the civil law and the feudal system and English legislation, rationalism, modern development, etc., in this encyclopedia article and also these other books, The Origins of Common Law, The History of Law, Law and Legal Theory, and much more. We're going to start laying down a foundation so that when you do make an inquiry into, say, something like the land laws, mining laws, how do you raise up a patent on your own land? When you find yourself in a situation where you need to defend yourself at court, you can come from a solid foundation. That way you don't have to deal with the obfuscatory linguistics of the pettifoggers wanting to sell you workbooks at great expense. There are other things that I'm not versed in, like the rules of procedure, but if that is your bailiwick and it's where you want to go, if you want to defend yourself against the criminal cabal, Thompson West has a website out there. and they publish the rules of procedures for your state so that you can figure out just how you go about the process of defending yourself and what to anticipate in a court. One of the things that we'll do this week is we'll just run you through a typical action in law so that you get the idea of the basic things that are going to occur, some of them. And I'm not a lawyer. I'm not here to advise and counsel. I'm an amateur historian, and I love to read about this stuff. And perhaps if you read about it a little bit, then you might be able to see some of the glaring errors that I see when I look up on this great regurgitorium on the internet called news. There's precious little law going on today, and there's a whole bunch of legal positivism going on today. The prince seems to have his way. We're back in this Machiavellian time where whatever the prince says has the full force and effect of law. And the hell with customs and traditions and tongues and tribes and creeds and religions and thousands of years of development. No, Katie, bar the door. As the Fabian socialist transitions from the cunctator, the tortoise, into the little hare, he is sprinting madly towards the finish line and the establishment of global governance, the GIS, GPS, global governance. What is that revolution in the air? Low-orbiting Earth satellites, tracking and tracing everything, including every morsel of food, irradiated or not, every blade of grass, every little wee little chicken, every little wee little lamb, every day of your life, from cradle to grave. We're going to find out about cradle to grave as we go into this, when those ideas started to creep in. We'll find out about the antagonism between secular humanism, if you will, and those strong in faith, perhaps Judaizers, but certainly those that look far back to the Hebrew boys. There are many different foundations. There's a long-standing antagonism between the Greeks and the Phoenicians. We'll look into all of that. So there's much to come. This series might run 8-10 segments. Go through this week and next week as well. And so if you like thinking about the law, this might be the place to be early morning as we have our little internet classroom here, and we'll continue these studies. So, being just about out of time, certainly hope that Mike Chambers is feeling well and strong. We'll be live on air coming up in a few minutes, and we can get his lively take on the day's news, and forgive me. Reading the news and printing it out, it seems like so much the same. Folks, we're going to need to get active, and we're going to need to be ready to take this country back when it all falls apart. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening, and good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.